Hello, and welcome to the Travel Tales Podcast. I am your host, Paul Thomas. This is episode number 16. In this episode, Wally and Jim continue traveling in their 1929 Chandler jalopy toward New Orleans and get swindled along the way. November 7th, 1946. In Lebanon, Virginia, our Canadian money was no good at the First National Bank. They said if we would wait, they would see what they could get for it by mailing it to Canada. In Abingdon, Virginia, the Dominion National Bank said they would exchange it at 10% plus 25 cents for mailing to New York City. We exchanged $10. Sometimes Methuselah hits on only five cylinders now. Our jalopy frequently stalls at low speeds from a plugged gas line. The brakes squeal. There is no lining left on the brake shoe, only rivets. Everything else rattles. Everyone stares at us in every town. We have added number 60 oil now, and we have some little oil pressure. In Abingdon, Virginia, Jim bought a 13-ounce loaf of bread for 13 cents, 1 pound of Kraft cheese for 65 cents, 1 16-ounce can of condensed black bean soup for 16 cents. We drove at night except for 4 hours. When it rains, we have no brakes. There are no steep hills anymore. Thank gosh. Jim got 7 hours sleep last night for a change. November 8th. Yesterday we passed into Central Standard Time at 8 a.m. in Athens, Tennessee, 1,300 miles from Montreal, 57 miles from Chattanooga, 569 miles from New Orleans. Last night we crossed a toll bridge over the Tennessee River for 30 cents. Jim got us stuck in the mud at 7 a.m. when he pulled off the road to rest the engine. We were pulled out by a lumber truck. We are in the deep south. Watermelons for sale, flowers, bees, and butterflies. We saw somebody riding a mule. And the drawls. We saw Chattanooga choo-choos at 10 a.m. Here we again can't get exchange at a bank on our Canadian money. We saw a sign on McCauley Avenue in Chattanooga that said, "This street only, minimum 25 miles per hour, maximum 35 miles per hour." At the Hamilton National Bank in Chattanooga, Jim made a dicker with the teller, personal-like, and we exchanged all our Canadian money except for $10 each at 6 2/3% exchange rate. In Chattanooga, Jim bought 1 pound of peanut butter for 30 cents, 1 can condensed soup, 18 ounce for 18 cents, 1 17-ounce loaf of rye bread for 16 cents, 5 pounds of oranges for 25 cents. We stayed on route number 11 to New Orleans. We drove night and day. November 9th, at 1 p.m. at a so-called free zoo, just about 4 miles northeast of Meridian on Highway 11, Jim and I got conned for $62 by a pair of smoothies and a cork ball game. We saw a Rocky Mountain canary weighing 100 pounds, i.e., a jackass. The snake pit was called the Death Pit. Very funny. After buying 10 gallons of third-grade gas in Meridian for $1.89, we had left between us in cash $6.49 U.S. and $21 Canadian. Oh well. Money has no personality. Meridian is 207 miles from New Orleans. We both got a postcard in the deal. What a souvenir. The third party, i.e. the come-on, was from Wyoming. Wally is a sucker and a fool. So is Jim. But we're learning the hard way, as usual. There are mosquitoes in these parts. Phenomenal. We came across a second free zoo on the other side of Meridian, almost identical with the first. The come-on man, the death pit, etc., etc. Only this time they didn't rope us in, or we had no $10 to show them. The come-on won $20. Jim is, of course, now convinced that it's a racket. We then had our right front tire go flat 3 times in 4 hours. We have had 7 flat tires in the first 4 days. After the third flat tire at 2 a.m., we gave up and quit driving, then started repairing again at 7 a.m. I saw my first cotton field yesterday, my first sugar cane today. We bought 2 loaves of bread for 12 cents each and no other food. We are weak from too little food. We need shaves, baths, clean clothes. We are almost flat broke and don't even know how far from New Orleans. It's very muggy and warm. I slept last night in pants, shirt, shoes, socks, and light jacket and was warm in the car. November 10th. Last night, Jim and I drank about 1/2 cup of American whiskey, which I found in a bottle beside the road. At 9 a.m., we shaved and had sponge baths in the ladies' restroom of a filling station. The proprietor was absent. For breakfast, 1 tablespoon of salted peanuts, 1 double peanut butter sandwich, 1/2 apple butter sandwich, 1 orange and water each. We figure it's the terrific shimmy in the right front tire that causes our tires to get so hot and to blow. We saw palm trees today. This is the 3rd time we have shaved in 10 days. Since coming to the States, we haven't had any milk, butter, meat, or any warm or cooked food. It is very muggy today, after and before the rain. About 1/2 the time, we hit on only 5 cylinders. More often now lately, we have had to start it by rolling it downhill, so now we always park atop a hill. We ate pecans picked fresh from and ripened on the tree 81 miles from New Orleans for free. We saw a highway sign that said, "Don't read this sign. Slow down and read the next one." For lunch, we had 40 pecans, 2 slices of bread, and water each. Now it is 55 miles from New Orleans, the heart of Tongue Nut Tree Country. Tongue oil is used for paints and varnishes. We followed Highway 11 through Meridian to New Orleans. I vomited 30 miles, then 19 miles from New Orleans. Boy, am I sick! We arrived in New Orleans at 5 p.m. with $5.15 U.S. and $21 in non-accepted Canadian money, and with Methuselah containing 4 gallons of ethyl gas. It is 1,870 miles from New Orleans to Montreal. It took 110 gallons of gas, costing $26.48 U.S., plus 50 quarts of oil, costing $13.70 U.S., with us traveling for 10 days and having 7 flat tires. We made 16.3 miles per gallon per U.S. gallon of gas, or 19.5 miles per Canadian gallon of gas. I have intestinal distress, but good. We slept all night in the car in New Orleans, plus four more times in the car while in New Orleans. I had half a can of tomato soup, cold, for supper. Jim had the same with bread. November 11th. Today is Armistice Day, Monday. We washed up in a bus depot. I crawled over the partition from a free to a 5-cent toilet for free. My breakfast consisted of one Baby Ruth 5-cent candy bar. Jim had his last night. He has no breakfast. We are both weak from lack of food. Jim picked up a Times-Picayune newspaper for free at the bus depot. Jim spent 60 cents on food last night, leaving us with $4.95 cash. I have considerable intestinal distress. It was caused by eating a bit of rotten orange. Also, tongue oil nuts are not edible, my upset stomach told me. On 5 different occasions, we got a car to push us so our engine would start. Our starter won't work since the battery is run down. We tossed a coin. Jim goes to look for work today while I watch the car and our stuff. The result was nothing but come back later. Streetcar fare here is 7 cents straight, no tickets. Food and one car fare brought us our funds down to $3.10 US. We slept in the car again. It was considerably colder. November 12th. Yesterday we priced rooms. They were $7 to $10 per week for the cheapest we could find, i.e. in the Vieux Carré or Old French section of town. While I was waiting for Jim to return, a man came up to the car and asked where Quebec is, since our 1929 Chandler has a Quebec license plate in the rear. At 1:30 p.m., a slovenly lady came out of the door opposite which our car is parked and asked if I wanted some gumbo and crab. I took it, served in the car with a cup of coffee, all hot. That's the first crab in the shell I've ever eaten. I liked it. Afterwards, and thinking about it, I got a lump in my throat, for the poor Tennessee lady has a husband who has been sick for 3 years and may get turned out of her house for back rent. We are right in the middle of Afro-American town, St. Claude Avenue and Columbus Street. Jim made $2.23 serving a luncheon at the Roosevelt Hotel. Mr. John Lepriore, an Italian decorator, painter, and landscaper, took a deep interest in us since we slept in our car in front of his home last night. He gave us each a cup of coffee in the morning. He seems to have lots of contacts. He took me to the old and famous Morning Call, where they serve only coffee, milk, and donuts, to see if I could get one of the car hops or counterman jobs they advertised for experienced men only. John knows the boss. At 9:30 p.m., I didn't get the job while wearing Jim's black bow tie and all, since I have no social security number. His daughter was with us. We had a second round of coffee and donuts. I slept in his limousine at night, still cold, but not cramped.